All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Republicans moving fast to get a vote on a new bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. They have till October 4th to try and pass the bill under reconciliation, which is the idea that they can pass it with 51 votes, not a 60 after a filibuster. Reconciliation has an expiration date, though, because it's supposed to only be used for matters grave to the budget's bottom line, which is how they're manipulating it. And since the budget's ready to go, the window's closing. So that's why Republican senators are ramping up the speed on the old healthcare treadmill this week. The head scratcher here is that the bill is actually more unpopular than the last, but the thought is pass anything, pass something, so they don't look like failures. They're moving so fast that even the Congressional Budget Office won't have time to score the bill, which is usually when the wheels fall off these pieces of legislature, because the CBO will say that this many people are kicked off insurance and it'll cost the country this or that. The heart of the bill is just about passing the repeal and replace blame game to state governments. Essentially, Congress is saying, we want out of the healthcare business. Here, states, enjoy, have at it, good luck. If you need us, we'll be in Tahiti. If Tahiti's still there.
Yeah.
This bill doesn't change any of the things that prompted three GOP senators to vote against it last time. But you know what? Still, this is politics. And something tells me last time will not matter. Ooh, it's getting interesting in the race for the new attorney general. At least one on the Democrat side. State Senator Kwame Raoul's in. State Representative Scott Drury's out as candidate for governor, in for attorney general. State Rep. Elaine Nekritz is in. At this point, it might be better to just tell you who's out. Alderman Burke's daughter and possibly Jesse White. No word on the tumblers. On the Republican side, the big guns are staying with Erica Harold, the former beauty pageant contestant and newscaster. I think it's high time that someone named Harold got back into Illinois politics, so I'm interested in her campaign. And I would like to say that the first person that promises to give me a rebate check for, I don't know, anything, has got my vote. In food news, big food news, let us entertain you mogul Rich Melman stepping away, giving the restaurant group to his son, RJ. RJ will be the president, RJ Melman. He's been in the business for a couple of years now. He's been on the show. But now it'll take over the entire empire. And it's an empire, hundreds of restaurants. I personally hope that Let Us Entertain You continues with new restaurant concepts. For instance, they should buy the Golden Apple up in Lakeview. You know, the old diner? Yeah, right? Right on Lincoln? Tear the whole thing down and rebuild it the exact same. Call it the Golden Apple as an homage, but charge $20 for everything. Right? Same, replace the old dish rags, the smell. But it would be a Let Us Entertain You homage to the dish rags and the smell. So everything's $25. Boom, I'm a genius. That one's for free, RJ. That's how you start off. In weather, what a scorcher today, huh? To quote my 10-year-old, it feels like we're bread in a toaster. That's perfect. Very perceptive. Good bit. I do feel like toast. All hot and crusty at the same time. You know, George Stamos. Joe says, George Stamos? No, it's, what is Stamos' first name? John Stamos, right. I was thinking George's brother. George Stamos. Still waiting to assess the damage caused by Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. I mean, after Irma, there were reports it would take months to get power to parts of the country. Now, the Category 4 storm just wiped out whatever work they had done to get back up and running. Just awful. Maria was the worst storm to hit there since 1928, prompting one government official to say that when they lift the curfew, they're going to find their country destroyed. In sports, the Cubs wrap up the two-game series in Tampa tonight. Is it me or Big Schwarbs heating up? Feels like every time I turn on the TV, there's a homer into the stands. I'm sure I'm missing the other four strikeouts tonight. But it seems like every time I catch a highlight, he's doing the old trot. Maybe he's playing possum. Maybe he's getting ready for the playoffs. Maybe he's getting his confidence back after that weird experiment to actually have him lead off. No one thinks that might have been the problem, huh? Anyway, every time I look up, he's crushing. Tonight, Lester on the mound, not looking good. The Cubs right now down 4-0. And the Brewers, on the other hand, tied. Don't want to give the Brewers any ground. After tonight, the Cubs come back to the Midwest to take on the Brewers in a four-game weekend series that will ultimately determine the series and the season. No pressure. No pressure. The Sox, they're in Houston. Rookie phenom James Shields is on the mound. Oh, that's right. He's not a rookie sensation. He's just an old crusty veteran that we couldn't trade. Nobody wants him. Remind me again why some other rookie hasn't been called up to replace him. We really want to see what James Shields has for the last month. Is that the idea? You know what? I just want to see what he's working on his breaking ball for next year. Bears news, Jordan Howard was limited with a shoulder injury in practice, but reinforcements may be on the way. Looks like Kyle Long is going to play against the Steelers on Sunday. And you can include receiver Marcus Wheaton and corner Prince Amukamara to that list. They all will make their season debuts after either getting hurt in the preseason or recovering from off-season surgeries. The Bears will have a tough matchup with a Steeler offense that's all about scoring. What a concept! An offense that's designed to score points. Yeah, but what about punting? We got a pretty good one. Good punter. Do they not care about punting? Also, who's playing middle linebacker? Christian Jones went from possibly cut in the preseason to the signal caller in week 3. Just like we wrote it up, right? All right. Moving on here. In basketball, I guess it could be worse. I mean, we could be Giants fans. The New York Giants were so bad on Monday Night Football. It's like implosion city. What are the odds on when Brandon Marshall starts losing it? I'm talking hours and minutes, not days and weeks. It's not good. In basketball, it looks like the Knicks are going to wave the white flag and trade Carmelo. And just for the record, we aren't talking about the caramel chocolate candy bar. We're talking about Carmelo the basketball player. No, that's Caramelo. The Carmelo camp says he will be traded by Monday to the Houston Rockets. If that happens, the Rockets will have Harden, Chris Paul, and Carmelo Anthony. Wow. We'll see if that beats the Bulls superstar trio of Lauri Markkanen, Denzel Valentine, and does John Lucas III still play on the squad? Also, you see Dwayne Wade at the Emmys on Sunday supporting his lady, Gabrielle Union. Again, is he still on the Bulls? I mean, could there be a basketball player that is as famous as Wade that has no basketball brand affiliation? When you see Wade at the Emmys, you're not like, oh, our Bull. Our guy from Chicago, guy plays on the Bulls. No, you don't. You just think, how does that guy have no sleeves on his tuxedo? It's like, and a new poll out says that the Bulls are projected to be the worst team in the NBA this season, which is looking like it might actually be the strategy. And finally tonight, Amazon is looking to get into the glass game. Yep, they want to take the wildly popular Alexa and get it on your face. Yep, Google Glass may have been a failure, but maybe more of a precursor. Could you imagine? Alexa glasses. Alexa, zoom in. Alexa, focus. Alexa, stop staring. Seriously, we should go one step further. Amazon eyeballs. Alexa, pupils. Something like that, right? That's the carry out for September 20th, 2017. It's so hot, we're putting ice cubes in our cheesy broccoli soup. Cold cheese. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to join us for the Daily Line like he does every Wednesday. We'll talk about the race for attorney general in the state of Illinois. What's happening in Springfield as everybody either throws their hat in the ring or says they might. Also, a little bit later, Eric Sedler's here, my guest at the big table. Stick around. It's a download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.